Welcome back, guys. This is the UG Stream Podcast. I'm your host, Michael. I'm always excited to have you on this platform, yes. If it's your first time landing on this platform, podcast, I don't know where you're listening it from. You're in the right place. I'm telling you that. Yes. Well, the last time I was doing my trailer, and today I'm doing my very first episode. I'm so excited. Yes. If you don't know me, I am the man behind Air Game Forte. You can check out my pages on Instagram and TikTok, Air Game Forte. I am the baddest when it comes to hair. And today I'm excited to share something interesting. Yes, I know ladies, you love your hair so much. Some of you, you've never achieved the best out of what you want, and some of you, your hair has been good and now it's messed up. So today I'm sharing my 10 tips for healthy hair. You can simply call them the healthy hair essentials. So I'm simply saying I'm sharing the hair expert tips. So with the experience I have for years, I'm proud to share something with you. Yes, they can be your DIY remedies. You can be doing your hair home. I know some of you guys mess up your hair when you're at home. I would always advise you to visit the expert, but I know sometimes you fail. Sometimes you fail to catch up with your appointments. I know sometimes you may be running busy schedules and you want to do it yourself. So you can see, you can check out my 10 tips. All right, let's get started. I'm sharing my tip number one. Tip number one, it is the proper hair washing. Remember, this is the journey to health hair. If you never had health hair before, just follow these 10 tips. Trust me, you will achieve healthy hair. So if you had nice hair before and it's just got messed up, you can still follow this. The first tip, it is the proper hair washing. Yes, this is where all the drama starts from. And with this, I strongly advise hair should be washed with lukewarm water, because remember, we always put oils and they get compiled. So I strongly advise you to use lukewarm water. And when you're washing, you should always focus. The shampoos should focus on the scalp, because majority of the oils, they build up on the scalp. So if it's time to wash your hair, you should always focus on that. And tip number two, you should limit heat styling. So when I say heat styling, I mean the blow dryers, the hair straighteners, the curling irons. These damage your hair over time, you know? So if you have a tendency of doing it yourself, you should always focus on the heat, you know? You can limit the heat, you can use the low heat, you know? For me as an expert, I always know how to regulate this heat, but I don't think you can do it yourself properly. So if you can't, you should always use the low heat. Yeah, remember, this is the journey to healthy hair. So if you follow my 10 tips, trust me, if you had lost your hair, you will regain it back. If you've never had healthy hair, you're gonna have healthy hair. So tip number two, conditioning. Yeah, after washing immediately, you should always condition your hair. So when you condition your hair, it makes it soft and manageable. You can easily comb it, you can do whatever you want, but that is after conditioning. Let's go to tip number three. Guys, if you follow this, if you want to have good hair, tip number three. No, actually, it's tip number four. There is what we call protective styling. Remember, guys, with the experience I have, I sat down and came up with these 10 tips. And my tip number 4 is protective styling. Now, by this I mean the braiding, the twisting, maybe the buns and the cornrows. This protective styling can protect your hair from damages caused by maybe environmental factors. Now, this is what I mean. Sometimes you might be want to go for swimming. I will not advise you to swim with your hair when it's just like that, guys. You can have simple lines. You can have simple braids. Remember, if you follow my tips, you either gain your hair back if it's lost, or you'll be on your way for having a healthy hair. Trust me. Let's go to tip number 5. I strongly advise you to have regular trims. I don't care if you have natural hair or straight hair, you should always have regular trims. The regular trims, I mean, they should be done maybe between 6 to 8 weeks. Guys, this hair tends to have the dead ends. These dead ends, they can limit your hair from growing well. They can limit your hair from maybe looking nice, you know. So if you get the habit of trimming these dead ends, your hair will grow long and it will look healthy. Guys, let me take you straight to tip number 6. Tip number 6 is about the scalp hair. The scalp care, guys. Trust me, a healthy scalp is a fundamental for healthy hair. I don't know if you really understand it like this. Don't expect to have healthy hair when your scalp is not healthy. So you should always exfoliate regularly. You should use products which promote healthy scalp. Guys, if you follow my 10 tips, trust me, you're going to have nice hair in a short time. Bye. Tip number 7. I strongly advise you to have a balanced diet. This is quite funny, but what you put in your stomach, trust me, what you put in your body, it really reflects on your hair as well. Because this hair also needs vitamin, the hair needs minerals, it needs proteins. So what you put in your body, it reflects on your hair as well. I strongly advise you to have a balanced diet, guys. Let's go straight to tip number 8. Hydration. Guys, you should always hydrate. Drink water. Your hair also needs that. Your scalp needs that. If your body is dehydrated, your scalp will also be dehydrated as well. And guess what? No hair. Your hair will not be healthy. So you should always dehydrate. Drink water. Tip number 9. Avoid overprocessing. So when I say avoid overprocessing, I mean chemical. You should always avoid chemical. You should not do them regularly. You should avoid bleaching hair. However, you can do, but don't overdo it, you know, because you definitely know these bleaching chemicals are mixed with a lot of strong. With all this, I strongly advise you to seek a professional. But if you can't and you're doing it yourself, you should focus on my tips. And another thing is retouching. Remember, we are still in avoiding overprocessing your hair. When it comes to retouching, it should be done not so always, guys. You should give some break on your hair. Alright, let me take you to tip number 10. tip number 10. I think you guys are getting me well. Tip number 10 is stress management. Guys, last but not least, don't underestimate the impact of stress on your health. You know, this goes straight to your hair as well, because you can't be stressed and expect to have healthy hair. Wow, it won't work out, guys. So you should try out to practice the stress management techniques. I don't know what you do to manage your stress. If it's meditation, if it's yoga, then just do that. Remember, we are on the journey of having healthy hair, and if you want to achieve this, you should follow my 10 tips. And guys, those are the 10 tips I have. Those are the 10 tips I have. And I told you, according to my experience, quite a number of years, I fit to give you that advice, guys. And there you have it all, guys. The 10 tips of my healthy care essentials. Yeah, you should always take a note. And guys, make sure to incorporate. You can have that healthy hair you've always dreamed of. Trust me. Thank you. So guys, I'm always excited to have you on this platform. I am always excited to have you on this platform. Make sure, if you find this interesting and useful, subscribe to my podcast. I don't know where you're listening from. You can always follow me on my social platform, the Instagram. When you subscribe, trust me, you'll always be notified whenever I upload anything. Yeah. All right, thank you so much, guys. See you on my next episode. Remember, this has been my first episode. The last one, it was a trailer, and I'm always happy to have you. If you have enjoyed me, you can just tap. You can send a review. I'm always happy. All right.